Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Mesechta Nida. We are in Perek Zayin Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Dama Nido Basar Meis. When you deal with the blood of a Nido or the flesh of a dead person, it's a metamin lach and metamin levayevation. You have to know that the stain, the blood of a Nida and the Basar Meis, since the Torah says about the blood of a Nida Yihyeh, that even if it dries out, these things are going to be metame, whether moist or dry. Now, but whether you're dealing with a ziva emission, the phlegm, or the saliva of a zav, or hasheretz v'anevela, or hasheretz, or a carcass, or shechva zera, or male semen, metamin lachen may metamin yevation. Those things become tame, whether they are moist, or whether they, but not when they are dry. However, if you can soak it in water and then all of a sudden the thing comes back to the way it was, let's say the nevela or whatnot, metamin lachen metamin levayevation, then even when it's dry, it's going to convey a sense of tumah. But kama yishriya son, how much is the dry, is the soaking? But posha may say, so if it's cold water, if it's warm water poshrin, then it's a 24-hour period. Rabbi Yossi Omer Basar Meis Yavish Vein Yachal Yishar Svalachsel Kmo Shahayatar. Rabbi Yossi comes along and he says, as far as the dry flesh of a corpse, if it can't be soaked and revert back to what it is, it's already no longer dry flesh of a corpse, and so therefore it's going to be considered tahor. Asherat Shanimsa B'mavoi, what if you have a creepy, crawly thing, a dead one or that was found in an alley? So Metame L'mafreya, you go backwards retroactively, and it makes all taros tame retroactively. Achiyomar Badakti Asamavoi Asevlo, I have Asherats, until someone can say, without a doubt, I checked, there was no dead, creepy, crawly there. Oh, Acha Sakibur, or until it was actually last brushed on the street, you know, with street cleaning rules, right? The same thing is true for a stain that's found on clothing, right? It conveys a sense of tuma metame lemafreya. It goes backwards. The tuma retroactively becomes an issue until a person can say, "I checked the garment. There was no stain on the garment." Oh, achas hakipos, or until it was last washed. Metame bin lachmin yavish, it conveys tuma whether it's wet or dry. Reb Shimon Omer call a hayavish metame lemafreya, something that's dry conveys tuma retroactively. But halach ina metame el ad shoshi yachalach sabliyoslach. But a situation that's wet conveys tuma, and only until the last time it could revert back to being wet. Otherwise, we can assume that it wasn't an issue to begin with. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.